Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides. I'm here with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, I thought the holiday season was supposed to be a time of relaxation. Is that not the case?
Oh my gosh, is it holiday time already?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think that's a big fallacy.
Absolutely it is. It's a time for gearing up. Apparently it's a time
gearing up or getting out, right?
Gearing up, getting out, getting busy, getting everything done, and having a great time doing it.
Well, you know, I have a confession to make.
Please. I can't wait to hear this one.
I know, huh? So I used to shop all year long, and I had a gift closet, so that I hate shopping when it's busy because you know how ugly people get when there's a sale, right? Especially women.
It's a little pushing and shoving going on.
Yes. And so after building my holiday closet, you still have to go mail it all. So then you have to stand in line with all those unhappy people at holiday time. So I started calling up one of those places that I won't say the name, that you can send food and gifts and all kinds of cool stuff. And you know what? Now I can just fax it in. I faxed my order in and it took no time because they remembered all the names and addresses from last year.
Oh my gosh.
It took no time at all and everybody loves it.
If that's not a holiday hack, I don't know what is.
I love
that. How brilliant is that?
Yes. And of course, you know, in America here, we love high fat, high carb that tastes really good, has lots of chemicals and no nutritional value. So I get a home run.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Send a little love for the holidays, huh?
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. So it gets them all in the mood to do all the family arguing and fighting with each other because they're all jacked up on sugar and...
Come on, there's no arguing during the holidays. Come on, Cindy, we know.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, I don't know what family you grew up in, but you should never come to mine then.
My family life was super quiet, super quiet.
Well, see, ours is quiet when certain people aren't talking to each other. It's very quiet then.
That kind of quiet. I got it. See,
we have some answers for people today because my friend, Dr. Gary Salyer, is here to share some wonderful stories and how to make your holidays a little bit easier, kinder, gentler. And where were you decades ago?
I know. I'm excited to hear from him today because everyone that I know of could have used his work years ago. And that brings us to my favorite part of the show, as always, the word of the week.
Time for the word of the week.
And the word of the week, of course, this week is love. And that is a profound, tender, passionate affection for another person or another thing. Like, you know what? We all have our pets. We have our, I love my herb garden and I love that. And besides people. So how appropriate today to have the love doctor, Dr. Gary Salyer, and the word of the week being love.
Hey, you know what? It's my favorite word, period. It's got tremendous vibration. It makes everyone either cringe or super happy, depending on what their definition is. But there's no one sitting on the sidelines with the word love. And there's always a conversation to be had about it. And it's a beautiful thing. And in its purest form, it's the most beautiful thing I know of.
Well, and you know, most of the positive words, and you know what a positive soul I am, most positive words come from love. Right?
You know, that I didn't think of it like that.
Well, there are two main emotions that I'm aware of, love on one side and fear on the other, because in my estimation, most of the negative emotions come from fear because people fear what they don't know. And that's where those negative emotions come from.
Yes, but fear the things that they don't see, the things that they have not yet seen. Very, very true.
Exactly. And you know, I'm one of those people who, when I type on Facebook, I have to pull up the little color with all the hearts on it.
I love that.
Yes, that's a brand new thing, I think, this year that makes everything, you know, really positive and kind. And I just don't think we have enough love and kindness in the world today.
Well, luckily, there's a lot of people that are working on that. And the more individuals who work on it, the more it's going to show up in everything else that we're doing. And if you are willing to bring some more love into your life and into your business, I would recommend you check out imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find tools, tips, and tactics for increasing the fun, love, and excitement in your business and in your life.
Absolutely. And I just know that you're all going to love some of the words of wisdom from our guest today. And I think that if we did have more love in the world, we wouldn't have all the things going on that are such downers going on, especially in the media today. I don't even watch the news in the morning. I just kind of look on Facebook, and then I have a couple of websites so that I don't have to listen to all that negativity every morning.
Yeah, you know, it's a great way to start the day is with a more loving environment in your life, right? Get up in the morning with someone that you love instead of maybe turning on the news, which can be a little bit negative or a lot.
Yes, a lot negative these days. So in coaching corner today, I think that when you're out in the world, I think what I'd like to see more of us doing is the love of our neighbors and the love of more kindness. I have people get mad at me for letting someone cut in if there's a long line and, you know, somebody's waiting in a driveway. Mm-hmm. And when you let them in, the other drivers are honking at you and giving you signals that you don't want to see. And I think that if we're just kinder to each other, we won't see some of that road rage and some of the things going on that when we're out and about doing our daily things that makes life a little bit nicer, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. And in coaching, the thing that always seems to pop up, when I find students who are maybe a little bit disconnected from their topic and a little bit afraid of the audience, the idea of bringing love into the space with what they're doing can transform everything about their presentation, their posture, their movement, the way they communicate, the excitement that they can bring. Because what I see very often is that if they take the idea of gift giving and they infuse that into their presentation, the idea they're literally giving a gift when they're presenting, when they're speaking in public, instead of thinking about what they're going to receive from the audience, it's like massive shift. And if there's a massive shift just in one person's thought process when it comes to speaking and it changes the way that they can interact with an audience, what's possible when you are physically making a significant difference in the way that you're expressing love to everyone around you?
I love that.
Yeah, the idea that gift giving seems to make a huge shift for people very often.
Well, and that's one of the best things that I love about our show is that every single show we have, that we have a gift, not only from us as podcasters, but from every single guest we have has a gift for our listeners. So that is a beautiful way to help everybody on their path, because everyone listening out of all the shows we have should be able to find something that helps them advance themselves in their life in one way or another.
Oh, yeah. And we've had some really incredible gifts. And a lot of times people are sharing information that I want to put like in the little hidden vault category. It's something that's, you know, that's just so precious that they have to kind of bring it together and then give it when people are ready for it.
The hidden vault.
That's
oh my
like.
Gosh, that is so great. Well, we've got somebody in our hidden vault today.
Yeah.
That's gonna pop out and help all these people in love that are struggling with staying in love. Because you know what? I don't know of one couple that hasn't had a struggle, not one.
And well, you find it.
Overcome it, and sometimes they can't.
So you find love, and then you have to keep feeding it, right? It doesn't just stick around. You have to put some effort in there, right?
Yes, and sometimes that dog food isn't cutting it anymore.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yes.
Today we've got Dr. Gary Salyer, who has spent his entire life learning how to create really positive, loving, happy, joyous relationships. His own passion has led him to share those lessons with the people around him, which is incredible. He is the author of an upcoming book called Safe to Love Again, which is how to release the pain of past relationships and create the love that you deserve. I mean, if that's not a bestseller, I don't know what's going to be a bestseller. It's got a lot of traction. A lot of people are going to want to learn about that.
Well, I think some people just get kind of burnt out from trying, because it's like the old brick wall that you keep hitting, falling down and saying, you know what, do I want to get up and hit that brick wall again?
Yeah, that does happen, you know? Sometimes. I remember those days.
I gave that wall up for 3 years at one point, because you know what, I was so banged up from hitting that wall. So I'm so excited that we can share Gary with the world today so that he can share some of the insights and tools that he's got to help people have a better life, because, you know, what is better than having love in your life?
I can't think of anything better. And if you're a person who is single and you want to find your soulmate, if you want to find that love of your life, he's the man for you. If you're someone who's already in a relationship, Dr. Gary has got some really important tools on how to not just keep the fire burning, but to let it burn even brighter than it was when you first met. So if you want to stick around for a few minutes, we have to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Gary Salyer on with us on the Imagine More Success podcast. So please stick around. We'll be back in just a couple moments.
So sit at the edge of your chair and wait for these words of wisdom from my friend, Dr. Gary.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this: you can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hides, and with Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we've got your friend, Dr. Gary, coming on here in just a few minutes to talk about love. But I know you've got plenty of experiences with it.
Yes. Well, actually, I was pre-engaged in high school because I looked 22 when I was 12. So I was always really mature and had a great boyfriend. But the problem was he just wanted to get married and have kids right away. So if I had done that, I was living in central Illinois, probably drinking too much because I've been totally bored.
Sounds like an after-school special just waiting to happen.
Yeah. So actually, that wasn't the life I chose. And so, so love was on the brain, but career was in the blood.
Oh, you know what's funny? The perception of love must change over time, right? Our definition of it changes. I can't wait to talk to Dr. Gary about that, actually, because I remember my childhood definition of love is one thing. The definition of love I had in my 20s was something else, 30s, something else. Now that I'm in my 40s, something even different.
Are you in your 40s, Thomas?
Absolutely. Well into.
Did that just happen this week or what?
Yeah, for the third time.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, love is just, you know what? It's a good four-letter word, right?
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing about it is that the definition of love is all over the map. I mean, we've had the greatest philosophers, poets, writers, journalists, musicians, songwriters, everyone's trying to give a definition of it so everyone can explain it. But everyone has their own kind of internal definition for it. Everybody feels something different when they hear the word or thinks of something different. We've also got the idea of all the different love languages, the way that people express it, the way they receive it. It's a really complicated four-letter word, isn't it?
Well, you know why? It's because you can't see it.
I didn't think about it. Such a simple answer, but isn't that the truth?
You cannot see it. And sometimes when you think you see it, then they're really not feeling it. And then you find out a few years later, the true story. So it's very complicated. And I'm just glad that I finally found it. And I have a fantastic husband of 20 years who, you know what? If I had met him 20 years earlier, I would have only been married one time.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful. It's really beautiful. And luckily for us, we've got one of our masterful experts who is going to take this very difficult, very broad topic and distill it down to something that's usable, likable, something that's understandable. We've got Dr. Gary Salyer, who is the author of an incredible book called Safe to Love Again, How to Release the Pain of Past Relationships and Attract Your Soulmate. I tell you, it's got bestseller written all over it already. I know it. It does. Dr. Gary, we're really excited to have you on today. Without any further ado, please join us and welcome.
Well, thank you, Cindy and Thomas, for having me here. I am so grateful to be here. Just listening in is a lot of fun. I can just
relax. Thank you. We do have a good time here.
Yeah, we love it here. So, Dr. Gary, I know you've helped lots of people. Tell us a little bit about a special case that really stands out for you.
Special case in what regards, Thomas? What would you like me to talk about?
You know what? Tell me about a success story that you've had with one of your clients who is a single person who was really struggling.
Okay. How about if I wed it with a little couple story? And since this is coming out on Christmas Day.
So, please do.
A few years ago, I worked with a woman who was single, and she was in one of these relationships. And the relationship, well, he was kind of like the Marlboro Man. He was always out there, tall, handsome, but he was never going to bond with her.
Oh, okay.
And what was really, really interesting was when she was growing up, she had no right to really belong to her family. And she was picking someone just like that again. So we started working together, and we got her out of that relationship. And she attracts a guy that she knew in high school at a football game back east.
Okay.
And start the dating, and then I start working with him. And what was really interesting is when she attracts this guy, it's kind of the same thing, but a different mechanism. When he's just getting out of a divorce, he has no real right to create his own experience or assert. And at Christmas time, the two college daughters say something to the effect of, we don't want the new girlfriend around. So, but he has no right to really stand up. He spent his entire marriage never once standing up to his wife. Because goes back to childhood. He just had no right to assert his own voice. What do you think that made her feel around Christmas? And he's and he's with his daughters, but not her, right? She no longer belongs. It's like the same old horror story.
So there's one word for that, Gary.
What's that?
Next.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of this.
But yes, there's one word for that. Next. Except the thing is, she chose him because she had no right to belong. She chose another man who would do the same thing. She didn't have the right to belong, so her brain wouldn't have that experience. Always choosing somebody that it has the rights for. And so this was that. But they'd actually fallen in love. But when she got angry at him, that further disempowered him. He could no longer choose his experience. And that was his experience that he'd grown used to.
Oh, wow.
Now, the beauty of it was when we gave him back more of a right to create his own experience, which is so necessary for love, then he could include her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And then when she was included, she got totally behind him and could empower him. So what we did is we went down and we found out what missing rights they had, because what they had was dueling rights, and we gave them back the right to a full experience with love. Then we could put in the skill set, and then they got married. And they are fabulously in love. But
what a happy ever after. That was wonderful, wow. Gary. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
I don't know what better outcome you could have than that, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They are. I see them all the time on Facebook, and it's just, and it all started over a big argument over Christmas, and now it's like Christmas every day of the week for them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So how can our listeners take some tips from you on how to get through Christmas Day with spouses and in-laws and outlaws and dodge some of the things people bring up from over the years and get through dinner?
Okay. So none of this is in the book, by the way, but this is my own view, because, you know, even this week I've had like 3 emergency sessions with couples who are, you know, dealing with that.
Wow.
The extra stress of the holiday season. Sure.
Yes. Now, what I think happens at the holidays is the holidays are an emotional amplifier. So yes. If you bring in Norman Rockwell and all that beautiful feelings, and you've got See's candies everywhere and all that, everything gets amped up and you get this beautiful thing, right?
Yeah, it's all ginger snap cookies.
Like ginger snap cookies and all that. That's right. The problem is it's an amplifier.
And then you bring in the rum and the whiskey and the beer.
Yes, you bring in a little bit of that, and then you get some negative stuff. So if you work in with a really good something going on in your life, it amplifies it. And that's what most people, that's the official story for Christmas, but it's an amplifier. If you bring in something negative, something's happened, there's something going on in the relationship, or something just happens to happen, it will amplify that too. And so you have to know that whatever's going on, the experience isn't reality. It's being amplified. It's not the truth.
Ooh, I like that. I'm going to hang on to the experience is not reality. Love that. Okay, yes. So now how do siblings deal with the jealousies and the in-laws and other in-laws deal with the jealousies between each other? Because I've also seen and felt a little bit of that.
So throw Dr. Gary a softball, please. Come on.
So, behind jealousy is what is Christmas mostly about? It's all about home and hearth. You go, I'll be home for Christmas, right? Almost wanted to do karaoke. But
hey, we've got a mic for you, okay?
Yes. So, and when you go over, you get to belong. But what if you, but jealousy, a part of jealousy is the part of, wait a minute, they got a bigger piece than me. How come they got something from TJ Maxx and I didn't? I got something from Kmart. And at that point,
are they still open?
I don't know. There's one down there. And some part says, how come I didn't get that? And so it's about what it is. It's about managing the feelings of belonging. Everybody needs to belong.
The feelings of belonging, another soundbite that I think is really important.
Yes. Everybody needs to belong. And most of us think it's about the gift, but the biggest gift anybody gives or receives at Christmas is I get to belong to these friends, to these family, to my spouse, to my partner, to my children to me. And if we're not monitoring that, we can feel like we don't belong. And when we don't belong, some part of us goes, oh my God, this is not survivable. Because 2 million years ago, if somebody kicks you out of the cave at Christmas time, you're somebody else's Christmas gift.
And maybe it's a little bit about why am I here?
Yes, it can be about why am I here? Yes. And that goes back to belonging too. You know, I'm here because, a lot of us, that belonging thing is so important for us. And Christmas is about how do we belong? And I think the more we can manage that, an experience isn't always the truth. This came to me a couple of years ago, actually about 7 or 8, start off my book with it. There was a guy who came from a great family. Mom and dad married 53 years. Brother and sister married 25 and 20 years. He, on the other hand, was on 2 divorces. And the story in the family was everybody else grew up secure and loving and committed. How come he's through 2 divorces? He was anxious. And his theme was, when does love turn on me? And 2 women got tired of him waiting for it to turn on them. Turns out when he was 4, there was an incident. And he said, this never happened before. It never happened again. He says, but dad turned on me. We were camping. We were at the campfire. And for no good reason, my father turned and beat on me. I don't know why. And ever since that day, I've been waiting for love to turn on me. And so that's what he was looking for. And all of his 2 wives got tired of him looking out for it.
Oh, wow.
Now, a couple months after he shares that, he came to one of my workshops. And he's sitting in the front row on Saturday afternoon. He's doing a share, and he tells about this story. And his brother came in support and was standing right beside him, the one married 25 years, older brother. And when he starts sharing this story, I watch this guy's jaw just drop to the floor. And I'm going, wow, isn't that interesting? And then he just breaks and says, that's why you're messed up? He says, oh, Paul, you got it all wrong. He says, I was there. I was 9. You were 4. You got too close to the campfire and your pants caught on fire. Dad wasn't beating you. He was making sure you didn't turn into a marshmallow.
Oh, my goodness.
Dr. Gary, we have to go to our sponsor just a moment. When we come back, we want to hear more of that story. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com. and get your business where you want it to be.
And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we were just listening to your friend Dr. Gary talk about a story where a dad was trying to stop a kid from becoming a marshmallow. And it was pretty insightful story. You know, imagine that the experience that a child would have would carry on such a negative effect throughout most of their adult life.
Well, I think the lesson for all of us should be that when something bothers you to that extreme as a child, as you get older, and those of us who have those stories that pierce our hearts, we need to get it out. We need to find somebody to help us. And Dr. Gary's just that guy. So if you have something like that, if you have a story pent up inside you that continues to gnaw at you to the point of disrupting your life, multiple marriages, multiple jobs, issues with family, you need to get somebody to do that, because that's stuff that makes people physically ill, I believe.
And I just want to take a moment also to say, if you have the desire to change things up in your business and your life, and you want to meet more really awesome people like Dr. Gary, you want to check out imaginemoresuccess.com, where you can find tips, tools, and tactics for improving your business as well as improving your personal life. So without any further ado, we want to go ahead and bring Dr. Gary back on so we can find out the rest of the story when it comes to the story of saving a child from becoming a marshmallow. Dr. Gary, welcome back.
I'm glad to be back, Thomas. Really great.
So how old was this child again when the event happened? Was he four?
Paul was four, and he was about 43, maybe 44 when he came to work on it, work on what was going on with him in love.
That's incredible.
And he came to work with you because of multiple marriages in a family of long-term marriages, which is quite interesting. So pulling that out of him, and he offered that information in a workshop. Is that what you said?
Yeah, well, he told me the official story a couple months in a session, but it wasn't until he shared it and his brother said what else happened that we found, and this is the way it is with everybody, no matter what experience you're having, whether it's within yourself, with a friend, or with the other person, it's not always the truth. People swear, this is my experience, it's my truth, and you can tell that, you know, a four-year-old brain deletes a lot, it generalizes a lot, and it made a tragic belief, and it made a tragic template for love that went with him, and it wasn't, and he didn't even know that was the event underneath it all until we worked together. We kind of ferreted it out. And if anybody's listening, if you're having an experience today, just know that some part of your brain is creating it based on old templates. His was, I don't even have a real right to belong because who knows when it's going to turn against me. And he didn't have a right to create his own experience. Based on that, with those two missing rights, love never showed up full, and then the divorce is followed because it takes a full set of rights that I talk about in this book. And he didn't have two really key ones. And then, you know, he had a less than good experience. So whatever experience you're having, just know it's adjustable. You do have the innate right to recreate it, and you can have it better. It's all adjustable.
Well, I think that could be a template for your next book, Dr. Gary. I think it should be called Adjustable Experiences, and you need to focus on the holiday event.
Well, maybe I will do that right for the holidays. Have a rightful, merry holiday.
Yes, exactly. I think that would be well received. But I'm just fascinated by the story that you've told us today. And I just am sure that someone out there is going to hear that and resonate on how they can maybe change their life by adjusting their own truth with their brain to the reality of their truth.
And the thing about having a truth, everybody says, I have my truth. But what I argue in the book is you get six rights. They come online between 0 and 3, though they can be affected by later experience, even as adult. You get a full right to be in your body, I call it a right to exist, to feel like the world is your oyster, a right to have your needs met, where it's okay to reach out, to take and receive, a right to separate and belong, which is a right to be supported, to be a me in an empowering we, a right to create your own experience, which is a right to be fully human, a right to assert, and a right to love and be loved in equal measures. If you get all six, you're going to have what I call a secure love style. If you don't, then some part is going to recreate experiences, recreate relationships based on the same old template. So if you don't, and so when people say, this is my truth, what it usually is, no, this is my missing set of rights I'm talking about, and I'm going to defend it. And like it's, yeah, and that's the really key thing for love or holidays is, if this isn't the experience, if this is my experience, maybe it's not all true. And what part can I adjust so I am having the experience I want to have?
So maybe it could be, this is my truth, but not my reality.
Exactly. Well, actually, yeah, it creates reality. These templates are like cookie cutters. They'll create reality. But the point is, if the cookie cutter was given to you originally, you have the power. It's called neuroplasticity. You can change the cookie cutters.
The cookie cutters.
Absolutely. But, nobody doesn't have to have the gingerbread man every time.
That's right. Bend the mold.
What can somebody do today to change their cookie cutter? Just one thing. What can someone do?
One thing they can do today. Are we talking like Christmas Day or just
any day? In the moment.
Okay. Is to realize that whatever experience you're having, it really is adjustable. And just imagine in your mind that whatever you were given, some part of you took the best deal available. Stop making yourself wrong for having a limiting experience, whether it's in business or love or life or health. Some part took the best deal available at that point, you know, and then so just begin to realize, stop making yourself wrong and start asking the question, not why did this happen? Why am I so forlorn or why am I always having this experience? But how did my brain create this? How is the life changer?
And, you know, that reminds me of a quote that I wrote in my newest book called, and it says, it's not as important what falls in your lap, but what's more important is how you deal with it.
Exactly.
And you could say how you perceive it.
Yes. Yes. Because, you know, the funny thing is once you have a template, there's always a filter that your brain creates in order to protect the right. So it only lets in the evidence that confirms it. And since it's on Christmas Day, instead of ho, 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 it's how, how, how.
Oh, I love it.
Ho, ho, ho with the W.
That's right. Exactly. And, you know, and this is really funny. You guys are doing this. Imagine more success. Every one of these rights that you learn from love actually gets swapped out for business success, money, and other things. Most people think that love's just a program along with business and success and health. But actually, you learn these templates in the first 3 years from love. So love is not a program in your brain. It's the operating system.
Oh, wow. Mm. I've heard that put that way before. It's really powerful.
Well, if somebody doesn't have a right to have their needs met, they'll show up in business and they won't charge their worth. If somebody doesn't have a right to really belong, they will not have a right to be supported. They will pick a staff that doesn't truly support them. If they don't have a right to love and be loved, they will not be able to stay on stage and take a standing ovation. They can't have a raving community. Show me a missing right and love, and I'll show you a place in their business model that's aching.
I have said the very same thing. That's really funny you'd bring that up.
Very interesting.
Very.
Now, give us three tips that you used that you helped that man with the decades of carrying that burden.
Okay.
That cost him two marriages.
The first thing is stop making yourself wrong. And honor the part that took the deal that got you to this place in life. Because we like survival. Some parts said, hey, if I couldn't reach out for my needs back then, and I can't now, at one point in time, that was the very best deal. Realize that you were given a brain that has enormous powers to adapt. That we used to think everything was set and dyed in the wool. That's no longer the case. It can be adjustable. Even if you feel hopeless, hope is actually just a filter. If you change the filter, you have hope. And then the other thing too is be kind with yourself. And notice that you have more rights than you know. And these rights are yours. They're given to you at birth. There's no part about, you don't have to work hard to be worthy of deserving. You are deserving.
You are deserving of them. I agree so completely with that.
Really, really cool words of wisdom, Dr. Gary. I'm so, so glad that today's the day that you're here to share for the people that need to hear your message.
Well, I am too. Thank you for having me on the show today. And this has been a wonderful time of sharing between just three great, souls.
Thank you.
Hey, and I know you've got an amazing gift for our listeners as well. Please tell them about that.
Well, if you go to my website, www.garysalyer.com, over on the right-hand side, it says Love Notes with Dr. Gary. And these are just short videos, 2, 3, 4 minutes, so that you pull up your coffee or your, and you just need a break. And they're inspiring. They're practical. I have some videos on there that actually preview the book. There's also stuff from John Gray, Ariel Ford, Paul Carrick Brunson from the Oprah Channel, Carol Allen. And it's for couples and singles. There's stuff on how to get over arguments, there's stuff how to create a love, a soulmate, how to find a first date, there's all stuff for couples. And so if you get on there, then a couple times a week, you'll get this email, you click on, and when you just want to need a break or you just want something to go without latte from Starbucks, you click on it and you can have a beautiful cup of inspiration.
Dr. Gary, thank you.
Nicely said. Now, when you write your next book, I can't wait to get you back on here to share all your words of wisdom about that one.
Well, thank you.
So if you want to get those fantastic free videos from Dr. Gary, go to garysalyer.com. It's GarySalyer.com, where you can find some incredible information from him and some other amazing folks, including John Gray. Stick around. We're going to come back in just a couple of minutes after we hear from our sponsors. We're on the Imagine More Success podcast. We'll be right back.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a 3-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming 3-day epic event experience. Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. And we're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Thomas Hides and Cindy Hendricks. Cindy, we just got done with an amazing interview, Dr. Gary Salyer. He's got a great book.
Well, you can take all that to the bank for emotional strength, I think, in getting through life, love, marriage, and the holidays.
I know. It was a very appropriately timed to have him on. It was a great call, by the way. It was very, very smart. You know, I just loved his talk about belonging, how important that is during the holidays, and how important that is every day. That's a feeling.
I think not just belonging, but he had some outstanding revelations. And I just think that, you know, experience isn't always the truth, and it isn't always the reality.
Yes, it really stuck out for me too, because when these huge fears creep up in our lives that become our huge roadblocks, sometimes they're not even based on anything that's actually there. They're based on what we thought was there, and it's not.
Very thought-provoking. I'm going to have to spend some time chewing on this while I'm having my hot toddy over the holiday.
Yeah, I would have to agree. You know, he's got some amazing pathways for creating love and inviting love back into your life. You know, the story that he told about the child whose father was trying to stop him from catching on fire, and how that had changed his life, and how his ideas about it must have just opened him up to a possibility of love that he just wasn't ready for.
Well, and you know, to take a step further on that, I think he's probably going to be questioning his perception of truth in maybe some of the other areas of his life where he, you know, took something that happened and made it into something that it really wasn't, and maybe trying to figure out, you know, what else might be a little bit different than what he thought it was.
You know, what else stuck out for me was that whole point of love is your operating system. It's like, it's not just a program. It's the operating system of your entire life, and what kind of difference that can make when you have the right definitions of it, when the right understanding of it, and you allow that love to infuse itself into everything that's involved in your world.
And do you remember that movie called The Fifth Element?
I do, yeah.
And you remember what the fifth element was?
The fifth element was?
It was love.
Love.
And then at the end of the movie, who was it? The guy kissed the fifth element, and that was it. Saved the world.
Yeah, you know, it's not just a movie plot. It's really true.
Well, I think I'm going to have to watch that movie again, because it just makes total sense that, you know, without love in your life, it just doesn't make all the other stuff really worthwhile.
I can agree. And you know what? I want to take a moment. I want to quote your book, Insights from an Intuitive. Unconditional love is a life-changing blessing to those who are fortunate enough to find it.
Yes. And if you haven't had that unconditional love, oh my gosh, you got to go find some, because it is life-changing, guaranteed.
And this is the thing. Unconditional love exists in the universe. It's open for you to find it, feel it, experience it, and then let it transform you.
Well, here's a tip for our listeners who may be struggling with not enough love in their life. If you have an animal, a pet dog or a pet cat, that's the first place you can find some unconditional love. Because I'll tell you what, when you come home, that animal just can't wait to see you no matter what. And right there in your face, all that love in one big bundle.
Especially when you break out that gourmet food for them. It makes a huge difference.
Yes. And then I get 40 pounds of unconditional love in my lap, whether I want it or not.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like a princess at that time, but she sure is for me. That's where you can get some if you're missing it in your life. And I have a quote for you also that Dr. Gary shared with us. It is, "Someday we shall harness the enemy of love, and for the second time in history, humanity will have discovered fire."
Ooh, I love that.
Kind of deep. This is from Pierre Teilhard de Chardin.
Well, and a beautiful name to match. My goodness.
Yeah, how impressive. And it took a little practice to say that too. I don't know the French language, so it's sometimes a challenge, but you know, going to have to chew on that one because it's a little deep, but it really is a lovely, lovely ending to this fabulous interview with a very smart man, Dr. Gary Salyer.
You know, it's like I said, all that I say all the time, actually, how important it is to find someone who is a master of their craft, someone who's an expert. The true masters can distill these very complicated topics down so you could take some actionable steps. It's what he gave us today too, which I thought was incredible. Really taking care of yourself, allowing yourself, being gentle with yourself, giving yourself the right to accept love into your life in many different levels and many different ways. It was really powerful today.
Well, here's my big takeaway, and you're probably going to laugh, okay?
Tell me.
So my favorite part was you can have an adjustable experience.
An adjustable experience. Beautiful.
I'm going to use that one, okay?
That's it. Hang on to it. I like that.
That's right. I wish I would have known that one in high school. I'd like an adjustable experience.
That's funny. Cindy, I want to tell everyone in the audience as well, if you want to check out some tips, tools, and tactics for improving your business, and you want to find more awesome people like Dr. Gary and their insight and their input, you can check us out at imaginemoresuccess.com. Just some really wonderful people there that you can gain some insights from and help yourself move forward in both your business and your personal life.
Well, I would love to share my angel card selection for today.
Oh, please do.
It is the card, The Lovers, with Archangel Raphael, one of my favorite archangels.
Beautiful.
And it says, this card signals that a significant relationship is on your mind. It may be romantic in nature, or it may be an intimate but platonic friendship. Communication is key right now, and it's important to develop trust within the relationship. You can safely share your feelings with someone close to you. It's also time to make an important decision about your life. The conclusions you reach now greatly influence your future, so it's important to weigh your options carefully. Make sure your choices are thoroughly considered and that you're able to act upon them.
Nice. That's right with our love theme. Yeah, that's beautiful.
I love those cards.
This time of the year, you know, we talk about love, and I have a friend of mine who is one half Ebenezer Scrooge and one half the Grinch, typically. And she said the most touching, most beautiful thing about 5 years ago. She said, the only thing that people really want for Christmas is to feel loved. And boy, I mean, she brought a tear to my eyes for sure. And I remember that I tease her about it every year because she said, I don't remember saying that. That's, again, one of those times when that experience was not really her reality. She doesn't remember saying something that profound. And I wish that I had been videotaping that if I'd known that was going to come up. But that sense of belonging with love, oh my gosh, what? Just touched.
And maybe that's why she's half and half how she is.
Yeah. You know what? After I'm going to send her this podcast for listen to, and I'm going to send her over to Dr. Gary Salyer as well.
Might help, because you know what? Life's too short not to have a lot of love in your life.
Yes, definitely. There's so much love in the world. There's no reason not to have a bunch of it in your world.
And so many fabulous people out there. I mean, I have so many fantastic friends that, you know, I love them and they love me. And you two guys are part of that circle of friendship love. So go out and find yourself a great friend that you can love on.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I'd agree 100%. So we had a wonderful week this week with Dr. Gary Salyer. Next week, we've got another doctor. We've got Dr. Lynn Johnson. She's a chiropractor, but calling her just a chiropractor, it's not enough. She does so many other things. She's our certified health coach. She spent her entire life bringing positivity into other people's lives. She's helped over 1,000 people over the last 4 years to live a bigger life and enjoy a greater level of health and vibrancy through all of her work. She's known as Dr. J to her patients. She's got a list of credentials that's so long, we can't even get into that. She's been all over the world. And she really makes a big difference in the space between your ears, changing up the mindset and changing up the body so that there's this complete vibrancy that works together to move you into a habit of health, is what she likes to call it.
And you know, what's interesting is she's all that smart, and she's also so tall and so beautiful that she could be a model.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yes. Wait till you see her. She is a knockout.
That's really funny. That's really great. You know, the other thing that really sticks out to me about next week's show is that she's going to do some kind of one-on-one personal consultation work on the show.
Well, you know, I timed it for January 1st for Dr. J's show because she is going to help us ease into the new year with those pounds that we probably are bringing along with us from Thanksgiving to Christmas.
I know, I'm trying to shed those before they even show up. You know, I'm trying to get rid of them before I even get started with the holidays.
Well, see, last year I started with losing weight at Thanksgiving. So by the time January came, I didn't have any extra pounds.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, we're looking forward to seeing Dr. J next week. She's got a lot of great information for us. She's going to be talking us through fitness, nutrition, chiropractic health, weight loss. She's just got a bunch of great information. She's also just super supportive. Really looking forward to having her here on the show. And Cindy, I want to wish you happy holidays. I hope you're ready.
Not quite yet, but by the end of the day, I will be. And right back at you, Thomas, I hope you find all the love that you are deserving in this holiday and throughout the year.
You guys, I hope you're having a fantastic holiday season. And thank you so much for joining us. Please take care of yourselves. Bring more love into your life. And always remember to imagine more success.
Bye for now.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.
Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated? And with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish. When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's work brilliant and impressive. to receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.